السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. We had started discussing this majlis of Hazrat Ji Maulana Mufti Ullah Rahmatullah Ali with regards to Ramadan Sharif. So from the broad spectrum of commands, one set of commands concerns mu'asharat, that in this world, social relationships, contact between one another should be of ease and comfort, one of ishrat. Ishrat being the root word of mu'asharat. It is taken for granted that a mu'min will have a pleasurable stay in Jannat in the Akhirah. But Allah Ta'ala is saying that even in this dunya, even in this world, a pleasurable life, a life of ease, comfort, the life of a Jannati is specially reserved for the mu'min and not for anyone else. A mu'min, even in this world, you will have a life of ease, a life of comfort, not necessarily a life of luxury, but ease and comfort. However, if the mu'min is running helter-skelter away from iman, then there is no question of his enjoying that special lifestyle, that ease, that comfort that Allah Ta'ala is promising. The mu'min himself is moving away from that lifestyle, then he's not going to enjoy that ease, that comfort. Allah Ta'ala has stated in the Quran Sharif that this world is also meant for you, O mu'min. As for the Akhirah, it is undoubtedly solely for you. In the dunya, the mu'min will enjoy certain bounties of this world, and that this believer will also enjoy. And sometime the disbeliever will enjoy more. The disbeliever will have more bounties. The disbeliever may enjoy more things of the dunya than the believer. But when it comes to the akhirat, then that is reserved solely for mu'mineen, for believers. But in the dunya also, a mu'min can have a life of ease, a life of comfort, provided he lives his life how Allah Ta'ala wants him to live it. So Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة. Let's say, who has forbidden the adornment which Allah has produced for His servants and the good things of his providing? Say, such on the day of resurrection will be only for those who believed during the life of this world. Whatever others are getting, whatever the ghair mu'min, the disbelievers are enjoying, it is solely through the mediation of the mu'min. The mu'min is the original. He is the real recipient of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. The ghair Muslim is getting his bit through the intercession of the Muslim or of the mu'min. The day you, O mu'min, cease to exist, there are no believers left in the world, then your intercession will also cease. All the various ways and means that the ease and comfort were brought to you will also cease. A full and complete life of ease and comfort was meant for you, O mu'min, because you sacrificed yourself at each and every command of Allah Ta'ala. So when you do not remain here anymore, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala will also disappear. There won't be any bounties. Allah Ta'ala has stated that He is near to you. He is near to you already. But you are not near to Him. Why are you not coming close to Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is already close to us. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We discussed that ayat last week. So on hearing this, the human being is devastated. What is it that I must do to get close to Allah Ta'ala? This should be the question. What is it I must do? What must I do to get close to Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala says, it is simple. Obey my commands. Obey my commands. When you obey my commands, your remoteness will be replaced by closeness. As stated, my qurb is there already. Allah Ta'ala's qurb is there already. It is now our ikhtiyar, our choice, whether we want to be close or not. Allah Ta'ala is already close. So concerning the commands of Allah Ta'ala, a set of commands also relate to mu'asharat, social relationships. It is in relation to mu'asharat that an ayat of Quran Sharif has come to mind. Wabil walidaini ihsana. Show kindness unto parents. Children are supposed to show kindness unto parents. In this zamana, parents have to walk around on eggshells. Then I mustn't upset him. He mustn't get upset. He mustn't get offended. She mustn't get offended. The parents have to walk around on eggshells. This is a sign of Qiyamah. The sign of Qiyamah. It is like the lady is giving birth to her master. Antaridal amatu rabbata is one of the signs of Qiyamah. So the ulama explain that what is meant by this. It is meant that the parents now, they are on eggshells around the children. Before was the other way around. The children were on eggshells. They're always looking now, hey, my father is okay, he's not upset with me. Because they understood that the happiness of Allah Ta'ala is in the happiness of the parents. The displeasure of Allah Ta'ala is in the displeasure of the parents. But today is the other way around. Children get upset. They get upset. They are upset with the parents. So, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ show kindness unto your parents. So, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he was not a Hafiz of Quran. So, he says that, I am not a Hafiz. However, what should the reaction of a Hafiz be when he hears these few phrases? A proper Hafiz, not a Ramadani Hafiz. Some are Hafiz only in Ramadan. So somebody who is a proper Hafiz, immediately he will recite to himself what precedes and what follows these ayat. As soon as he hears an ayat, his brain will start working. What comes before this? What comes after this? The reaction of that is a normal Hafiz. A Hafiz who is also an Alim. A Hafiz who is not an Alim, that too is great virtue. But for him, he is, mastering the Quran Sharif. Nobody can really master, but in his mind, I know where all the mutashabiyats are. If you give me one ayat, I can tell you which para it is. I don't get confused. Right? I know my door. So his relationship with the Quran Sharif is till that point. A Hafiz. Which is very good. Allah Ta'ala increase. But now a person who is an alim also. He's a Hafiz and he's an alim also. So instead of merely reciting the preceding and the following ayat, the meaning of these ayat now immediately run through his mind. He identifies and he translates the ayat immediately. And he tells himself that this is what is meant. This is what is meant now. But what is Allah Pak saying in this ayat-e kareema? So this is a real hafiz. He's a real hafiz. That he understands the meaning of the Quran Sharif. I think it was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Ghaliban, who it is said with regards to him that he knew the shan and nuzul of every ayat. The incident surrounding the revelation of every ayat of the Quran Sharif. Now what understanding of the Quran Sharif he had. So when he is reading the Quran Sharif, he is going through the whole life of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the incidents surrounding the revelation of each ayat, now all that is going through his mind. A Ramadani hafiz, he is somebody who waits for Ramadan to approach. In the preceding months of Rajab and Shaban, he starts hastily preparing himself for Ramadan Sharif. Then once he finishes Taraweeh, so now he sits back till the next Rajab Shaban. Other than that, he's got no taluk with the Quran Sharif. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, I am giving a lesson. There may be a hafiz or two who have come here, and very daringly they are sitting here. Why is saying very daringly? Because this is majalis of Islam, right? So he says, a hafiz, so listen carefully, a hafiz who has the time and opportunity should recite at least one manzil of the Quran Sharif daily, meaning 1/7. The Quran Sharif is divided into 7 manzils. So it says a hafiz should try and read one manzil of the Quran Sharif daily. If he cannot manage one manzil, then minimum he should read at least 2 paras a day. This advice comes incidentally. This whole thing about the hafiz, this came by the way, but it's a very, very important advice. So let us continue with the ayat I had started reciting. Kindly complete it for me. Razi was not a hafiz, so he told one of the kuffars there to recite the whole ayat. So they recited the ayat. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. So show kindness unto parents and unto your close family, your family members, the orphans, the poor, and unto the neighbor who is the kin unto you. And the neighbor who is not family to you. One is a neighbor who is your family. The other is a neighbor who is not family. And the fellow traveler. And the wayfarer. And the slaves whom your right hand possess. Lo, Allah Ta'ala does not love such as those who are proud and boastful. Allah Pak doesn't like proud people, boastful people. So when this Hafizul Quran, whoever it was now, who recited the ayat. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali then said to him shukriya, thanked him for reading the ayat, and then he said that that is the way to recite. The person must have recited nicely, clearly, with tajweed, etc. So that is the way to recite. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali then said, let us stop there. He said, this morning, before the majlis commenced, we saw how everybody rushed headlong to come and sit in the majlis khana. So, it was something to see. It was something to see how the people used to come for the majlis. All those who were in the khanka. So now they would walk from the khanka and they would come here to the Majlis Khana. There's a bit of a distance. And then the students who were there, the Alim students, if they were off or whatever, so now they would also come for the Majlis. Because it was Ramadan Sharif times. So the people would come early. Because now they want to get a place in the front. Not come late and then cross over everybody's backs. No, they would come early because they want to get a place in the front. And now the Majlis Khana doors will be closed. So everybody will be waiting there now. They're waiting there now. When the doors are going to open, they want to go in and get a spot in the front. There's so much of, you know, like shock and enthusiasm to sit in Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's company. So he says that everybody rushed headlong to come and sit in the Majlis Khana. So this happens daily. Every day people come and then they rush to come in. Once I commented, what would people say at your mad rush to come in? Well, they used to actually rush, you know, rush to go in. Some of you explained that the reason for the rush was that each person was trying to get a place right in the front. Each person wanted to be in the front. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali said, the intention is commendable. It is this. وَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. So this is tanafus. Tanafus, that you are competing with one another to surpass one another in something good. So you want to get there to the front. You want to be sitting in the front. Allah Ta'ala bless us also with shauk for good. Sometime when it comes to dunyavi things or even things of a haram nature, Allah forbid, you find a person has a lot of shauk. Allah protect us from that. But when it comes to something deeni, then you want to take the back seat, let others go front. So it reminds me, some years ago, I was in Kimberley. So Allah Ta'ala had taken me there to read Taraweeh, to perform. From Madrasa, they used to send us different places. So, it must have been the second Jummah or something of Ramadan Sharif. And the Imam Sahib, he was very upset. He was giving the Jummah Bayan, was very angry. So he said that there's nobody to sit for i'tikaf. Nobody wants to sit for i'tikaf. So now, the mutawallis of the masjid and few maybe responsible people of the masjid, so they got hold of the Imam Sahib. So they told him that, you know, Hazrat, so much of sawab to sit for i'tikaf. Why don't you, there's nobody to sit, why don't you sit? We won't want you to lose out on this sawab. Rather get this sawab. So the Imam Sahib, he mentioned, he said, when you're doing all your deals, now those people who approached him, they may have been businessmen or what, I don't know. You are young, but we know what was going on. I just remember what he said in the bayan. So he said, when you're doing all your deals, then you don't think of the Imam Sahib. Then no, we need to cut him in this deal also. He too mustn't lose out on this deal, you know, must cut him in. There you don't think about me. Only when it come to sawab, now you're thinking about me. Too much you're thinking about me, that I must sit for itikaf, I mustn't lose out with the sawab and all that. So when it comes to our dunya, then we in the front, we can move, we can make this plan, do that, do this, whatever, you know, get things sorted out. I mean, come to Deen. And then akal kaha mar gayi. You know, the other day I was mentioning to a few friends, I said, see, we are so weak in establishing our deen, right? When you talk about deen, you're talking about shariat, you're talking about sunnah. So we are so weak in establishing this that even in our masajid, our ulama bodies, our madrasas, we run with the democratic system, not with the Islamic system. So people then say that, no, now, I mean, to be compliant, so you have to, you know, have your AGM and have your meeting like this and like that, and one, somebody must say something, somebody must second that person, and you know, you've got a seconder and all these things. So, you have to do it, otherwise you're not compliant. But the same people in their business, they're not compliant with SARS. But they know how to make a plan. They know how to use their brain to say that, okay, we got this loophole, we got that, we can't give these people, they're stealing everything, we can't give them everything. So we give them a little bit, keep them quiet, and the rest, we know how to camouflage it, how to do it. There the akal works. But when we come to the dini organization, say, no, here we have to comply. No? Have to comply with the shaitani system. We can't comply with the Allah Pak system. The meeting can take place proper according to mashwara. Have an amir and everything how it's supposed to be according to mashwara. And then to show the government that we are compliant, you can have one mock to show them. That, no, we had a seconder and a thirder and a fourther and everything. We followed your AGM and all your story and have it there in the books to show. But what's the problem? Our iman is so weak. Our hasad is so much. Our enmity is so much. That now you'll get one member there who is disgruntled about something. Now he wants to overthrow the whole board. So now he'll go get one lawyer and say, no, these fellows are not compliant. That's how it's gone now. Our iman is gone so weak. Our greed for power, you know, for power and fame. I'm the mutawalli. I'm the this. I'm the that. Some of the mutawallis, bichara, they one qabr leg is in the qabr already. But they can't let go. They can't bring in other people and say, alright, you know what? You all come in now, take over some young blood, carry on, do the work. No. They have to be there. So old they are, right? But now that fame, that no, I'm the mutawaddi. We did all the work. We did this, we did that. So that's why it can't be done. So even in our masjids, which is the house of Allah Ta'ala, there to be running a democratic system. In our ulama offices to be running a democratic system. Everywhere. In our madrasas to be run a democratic system. There to be done establish the sharia. So always say, a lot of dini work is taking place. But is deen being established? Sharia, deen, are we establishing that? A lot of deen taking place. You say a person is getting married, right? You say, no, I made nikah, she's halal for me. I made nikah. The nikah is how long? The nikah itself. Maybe 5 minutes, 7 minutes is the nikah. And they'll tell the Mauli Sahab also, you know. Well, let's just keep the talk very short because the boy needs to go and meet the girl because we're having Wadima straight after and all that. You know, so they'll give him his times. But the talk is not part of the nikah. The nikah is 5 minutes, 7 minutes. After that, all the other things that go on generally, illa mashallah, you get some pious families, you don't do all that. All the other things that happen, which part of deen is that? So nothing to do with deen. So did we establish deen in that nikah of ours? Didn't establish deen. Allah Ta'ala and give us tawfiq. We'll continue with this, inshaAllah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah janna jananuhu, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo dhikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho dara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, aur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Pehle aag mein dala, phir aag ko phool kiya kisne. Unke naam ki gungate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah, inche shiri nastanam, shiro shakkar mi shawajjanam tamam. Allah janna jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Ghafoorul Rahim, Ya Raoofur Rahim, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Rahimal Masakeen, Ya Ghaffarul Dhunub, Ya Sattarul Uyub, Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed many, many gunas, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed major sins, minor sins. We have committed sins in the brightness of day, in the darkness of night. We have committed sins intentionally, unintentionally, knowingly, unknowingly. Then, Ya Allah, there are those gunas that we are committing repeatedly. Despite knowing what we're doing is wrong, O Allah, we are still committing those gunas. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Forgive each and every sin, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our asatiza, O Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive our children, O Allah. Forgive our family members, O Allah. Our friends, O Allah. Those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with hidayat, O Allah. Bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'e kamila, ajila, mustamira, daima. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from their financial problems, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jaiz hajat within the hearts of each and everyone. Fulfill each and everyone's jaiz hajat. You know the problems and difficulties each one may be facing. You assist and help each and every one of us in our problems and difficulties. Ya Allah, come to the aid and assistance of the ummah around the globe, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect the life, protect the izzat, protect the wealth of the ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, most importantly, protect our iman, O Allah. Protect our iman, O Allah. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.